Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, this was not so very long ago, there was a teddy bear without a home. He lived in the toy department of Selfridges, one of the largest department stores in London. But it was hardly a place a teddy bear would want to stay, and it was getting lonelier by the day, for as Christmas approached, the other teddy bears disappeared one by one, adopted into loving families, until this one sad little stuffed animal was left by himself on the shelf. But this is the rest of the story. Christmas Eve, it rained. It rained. And Michael Bond, 30, a cameraman for the BBC, was late leaving work, was late for his bus on Oxford Street. So rather than wait in the downpour for the next bus, Michael ducked into the nearest doorway, which belonged to Selfridge's department store. It looked warm and inviting, and Michael stepped inside. And there in the toy department, Michael saw it. A shelf which was vacant except for one tiny, lonely inhabitant, a teddy bear. It seemed impossible to Michael that such a handsome and obviously worthy little toy, neglected at this time of all times of year, that no child had pleaded with parents to purchase him, or that Father Christmas himself had not paused to snatch him from the shelf, and yet there he was, seemingly bewildered and so alone. So there was only one thing to do, buy him and take him home and place him gently on the mantle as a last-minute Christmas gift for his wife. And that is what Michael did, and wife Brenda adored the little bear, so much so that after Christmas was past, she made him a little duffel coat, asked her father to handcraft a little bed for him to sleep in, and the teddy bear was never lonely again. He became a full-fledged member of the Bond family, was cheerfully greeted each time someone entered the living room, and he remained happily ever after on the mantelpiece that became his first real home, Christmas Eve, 1957. Michael Bond still wonders why he wrote that little story about the teddy bear, and he recalls that he was struggling to type something else, and he began typing out a story about the stuffed animal just to get his fingers going on the keys, and it came out as sort of a children's story about a teddy bear who had stowed away on a ship and arrived homeless in London, there to be adopted by a kindly family named the Browns. 3 full decades have passed since Michael Bond wrote that story. And that was also 11 novels and 2 collections of short stories ago, all of them written by Michael Bond and all about the same sweet, resourceful little teddy bear whom the Bonds had named for the subway station near which they lived, Paddington. Paddington Station. And in England, Paddington Bear is much bigger than Mickey Mouse. Paddington Bear has been named the chair bear for UNICEF, has inspired an industry load of merchandise from stuffed animal likenesses to clothing to chinaware to t-shirts and marmalade. There are television shows about Paddington Bear, and there are translations of his adventures into 20 languages. And all because once upon a time, a 30-year-old BBC employee missed his bus one magical night, one Christmas Eve, and stopped in a department store and gave the last teddy bear on the shelf a home for Christmas. And now you know the rest of the story.